After a contentious debate on the Senate floor, a bill capping county sales tax in North Carolina passed 33-16. Joining me to talk about the bill and its implications for Mecklenburg County is WFAE's Tom Bullock. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mark.
Well, first, what exactly would this bill do?
Well, this bill would limit the sales tax rate for all counties at 2.5%, and it would allow counties not yet at that cap to use the added revenue for a combination of education, transportation, or general use spending. And it's seen as giving more flexibility to rural counties since it would make it easier for those counties to raise their sales tax rate. But it's a different story for urban counties like Mecklenburg, which already has a sales tax rate of 2.5%.
Right, and Mecklenburg County commissioners have approved a November referendum that would add 0.25% to the sales tax rate. How does the new bill affect those plans?
Well, it would effectively kill that vote, Mark, which has county commissioners here scrambling. The plan is to use the added revenue to boost teacher pay locally, to boost library funding, and help shore up the arts and science centers in the area that are running serious deficits. But as of right now, county and civic leaders have no plan B.
So what's next for the sales tax capping bill?
Wednesday's vote was a so-called second reading. The full Senate will vote on it again, likely Thursday. But this was the key vote. It was the first time it was up before the entire Senate, and there seems to be little reason to believe enough votes would flip to change the outcome. Then it goes to the House for consideration. But what's interesting there is a number of representatives have said they learned of this bill through the media, so we don't yet know the chances of the bill there.
WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.